I would like to do a topic, which I think is an interesting topic, which, to be honest, originally when I said I'm filling in for Ari Luban, so I thought of the idea, you know what, I'll take out one of my old notebooks, and I'll try to say over a vod of his that I heard from years ago. This way, I'll do something like that. That was a Havamina. It did hit me, Rabbi Luban once told me when I first started saying vodim, I asked him about that idea about saying over things from other people, specifically him. And he did say the concept that it's hard to say over other people's things when it comes to like Musar and vodim. Like a lot of times it has to be your own. So knowing his own words, I decided to switch. And not only am I saying my own vod, I'm saying a vod which I don't think I ever heard anyone within our yeshiva talk about. But I think it is a very important topic. The topic, if you didn't yet read it on your Marmakoma sheets, is called Kavod HaTorah. Two words not so often uttered in this yeshiva. Now, as a contrast, or first to portray it, I'd like to begin with two stories. Story number one is from Rav Huttner, which I think we've heard many times. Rabbi Luban talks about it, that Rav Huttner, the Rosh Yeshiva in Chaim Berlin, was very makbid in Kavod HaTorah. And part of the reason why is especially held in America in the early 1950s, whenever he became Rosh Yeshiva, he felt there was enough respect for Torah and for people learning, for people representing Torah, to Talmidei Chachamim. And he felt the best way to be machanach and change and influence the next generation is by being makbid on Kavod HaTorah. And he was extremely makbid on Kavod HaTorah. The way he dressed, the way he expected his Talmidim to dress, the way they were supposed to refer to him as, the means of when they're allowed to come within his Dalet Amos. You know, we just told a story last week of how he had an official rule that you can't speak to him without an appointment. And, you know, you could be the young masmid, future Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, knocking on his door. If you don't have an appointment, he's going to shun you away. That's all part of the process of inculcating Kavod HaTorah, you know, who we are. You can't just barge in there. You have to have a certain respect and awe. And Rav Huttner is quite good at that. It's interesting. I put as a Mar Makom something from Huttner that depicts Kavod HaTorah. If you look at the title page of the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, most Rosh Yeshiva Svarim will have the adjectives, if they do, Harav Agon, basically. By Rav Huttner, it says, Hod Kavod Adonenu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu. That is, right, perhaps a little Hasidish, maybe a lot Hasidish, but definitely a very, very strong Hod Kavod Adonenu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu. A very, very strong expression of Kavod HaTorah, of awe and respect that his Talmidim had for him in their referring to him, speaking about him. Another story which depicts Kavod HaTorah, I just read tonight. Chaskel Abramsky, as all know, was the Chashava, ended up in life being a Dayan of Bezdin in Yerushalayim. Big Talmud Chacham. Harris had a story with him. And one time, a person from back in Europe came to visit him. And he was talking with him. And Abramsky noticed that this person was all dressed up. And this person was talking about Slotsk. Right? Rabbi Aaron was a sheev of Klatz Slotsk. A nice little town somewhere in Europe. And Chaskel Abramsky remembered that town is very makbid in Kavod HaTorah. And when a person would go to speak with a Rav, he would get dressed up in his best clothing. Also, chashivas of the appointment. I'm having an appointment with the Rav. I'm talking to the Rav. He would get dressed up, decked out in his best suit, tie, the works, because I have a meeting speaking with the Rav. It's Kavod HaTorah. Now, the advantages of Kavod HaTorah are quite a lot. Right? If a person truly respected, you know, you're hearing a share from an Adam Gadol that you're Maksha very much. You're within his Dalet Amos. Every word that he would say, you would hang on. You would think about. you'd be machshav. The more you respect the person who is giving over Torah, the more you'll pay attention to the Torah he's giving over. So that's a very, very good reason for one to be, you know, to appreciate Kavod Torah. Now, just as an aside, not to delve into this, but obviously here in Chavetz Chaim, in general, obviously I assume different Rebbeim have different madregas within the system, but within Chavetz Chaim, we're generally not so makban in Kavod Torah. Some might say we go to the opposite extreme, where, you know, tremendously mocha on Kavod Torah. And the Reshiva, and that all stems from the Rosh Yeshiva, the Reshiva held that. And it stems from the Milo on the other side of creating a Kesher with Talmidim. That if there's too much Kavod Torah, the Reshiva felt, then it stifles the relationship that a Talmud can have with his Rebbe. And we hold the Kesher of a Talmud with the Rebbe supersedes everything else. That's the basic reason why, on the scale of things, we scale more not to be makbel uncovered than to. But at the same time, that might be mitzad, the Rebbe to the Talmud, the Rebbe could be mochon uncovered and this and that. It still is an important area, and in fact, one of my cues to talk about this in the Vat was actually something Rabbi Sharfman mentioned Agavurcha in his Shmuz on Shabbos. He was talking about the fact of a person standing up for a Rebbe and this. And I think it's an important topic that probably could use some chizuk. And I think I'm the only person probably in yeshiva who could talk about it, because I'm a youngster, and I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about, you know, Rav Sharfman already is an older person, big Talmud Chacham. Obviously, the Rashi Yeshivas, Rabbi Dan, Rabbi Neumann, Rabbi Kagan, a lot of people in this yeshiva, Rabbi Coulter, all deserve a tremendous amount of Kavod Torah. And it's a kedai to spend a few moments talking about it. And again, although we may not go to the extremes that was practiced maybe in Yeshivas Chaim Berlin or in some other places, but just to be mechazek, the Inyan of Kavod Torah, I think, is an important thing. So let me go through some stuff. First and foremost, let's talk about the Inyan of Kavod Torah. So the Reshiva has a shmuz. I believe it's in Parshas Mishpatim, but I couldn't track it down in the Shalev. That when Moshe Rabbeinu taught over the Torah from Har Sinai, there's a whole system that he taught it to Aaron, Aaron taught it to the Zekanim, l'cha'ela, l'cha'ela. And the system had it that Klal Yisrael ended up hearing it from Moshe Rabbeinu only like once. They heard it from Aaron, they heard it from the Zekanim. And Chazal was troubled by why was it done that way. And the Gemara, I think it's the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara spells out the reason behind it was to give Kavod Torah to the other people, not just Moshe Rabbeinu. If Aaron would teach Torah, if there's a Canaan would teach Torah, that would give them a certain shtolz, a certain position, and they would respect them too. The Reshiva had a very good kasha. Is the process we were talking about was the process of giving over the Torah from Har Sinai. Probably the most critical share you'll ever hear in your life. And, of course, there's no shaila. I was just talking with the older third-year chevra, right? Das, every deeper Havana is a tremendous big thing you should be proud of, make a siyam, suda, this, right? Every extra layer of Das is a major thing, Havana. So, obviously, they would get, Bnei Yisrael would get better Havana if they heard it four times from Moshe Rabbeinu. If they heard it once or twice from Moshe Rabbeinu, and another time from Aaron, another time from Zekanim. Obviously, Aaron and Zekanim are not as good as Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason why you were letting the others in was not to give a variety, and it might make for better Havana. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said the reason behind it was to give Kavod Torah to them, which means that alone is the reason. So, Reshiva was bothered by, how could you sacrifice Havana at such a critical time, a critical juncture in Klal Yisrael's history, to prop up, to give some added aspect, some splash of kavod to Aaron and Zekanim. And the Reshiva said, and I once saw as simple as a Brody, some derech said the same shmuz, is that you see from here, amazing yisod. Kavod HaTorah is docha Talmud Torah, Havana Sator. It's so critical, it's so crucial to the Mesorah, to the whole everything of Torah, is that it's kedat mivater on that. you give up understanding Torah on some level, it's docha, because you have to teach Kavod HaTorah. And that shmooze, the Rashiv himself said, is a shmooze. It's really like makes you stop and think. You know, I think a yeshiva is a place where you have to put in a seder, a limud, a curriculum, where you expect guys to pick up whatever they're going to learn for the rest of their lives. I don't think you could be so mech, okay, you know what, when you're out of yeshiva, you'll learn this, you'll do that. No, I think it's a certain achrayus of the yeshiva of the rebbeim that they have to teach everything you need for life, right here. To inculcate it, to teach it, to imbue it, is so important, because imin al-achshav imosai. And Kavod HaTorah has to be something. Yeshiva has this shmooz, right? It's not enough to teach Torah. It's not enough to understand Torah. You have to have time to have, you know, chinuch ha-musar in Kavod HaTorah. Because if you don't practice it in years in yeshiva, you're going to practice it when you're a baal bas, to your rav and shul. Not so pashut. Now's the time. And if that's true, think about this. The more a person appreciates and is involved in, to some degree, Kavod HaTorah now, the more likely you'll have opportunities and be able to carry that through when you're older. But so too in the reverse. If a person isn't into Kavod HaTorah when he's younger, the odds of him all of a sudden seeing the light and, you know, respecting his Rav, respecting his children's Rebbeim, Moros, Manalim, is very slim. It's a very, very important thing. You know, there's a story, it just hits me. Rachman Otzlan, I think the case was, a person's daughter went off to Derech, and Mama Shil fully went off to Derech, and Zana, this, that, and he came one time crying to the Rav, what should he do, and this. So the Rav knew this Baal Bas pretty well. And he said, it's funny you come to me now. You know, that maybe I should, you know, talk to her, save her, do something. He says, some of the Rav knew how to give Musar, and this is proper to give Musar to this guy. He said, you know, I knew you weren't my biggest fan. And normally on a Shabbos table, you came home, and you ripped the Rav, you ripped the Drasha. Now you're going to come to me that I should be a form of prestige and respect that your daughter should listen to? An extreme case. But these things happen. If a person doesn't have respect for Rabbanim, for a yeshiva, for Rebbeim, for Menalim, it carries over. The kids pick up on it. Your family will see it. Your friends will see it. And it could come back to haunt you. In that case, you need a Rav in times of need. You need someone to garner respect, a voice to listen to. If you don't respect that person, your kids will see it. They're not going to respect them either. So it's the type of thing, the chinuch in it, the training in it, is critical. It's crucial. Now, furthermore, you know, another good seer, why it's a good idea to do it now. Top of the page talks about, you know, the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva or Nifter. Was the reason Nishlo Nagu Kavadzel is that? Now, really, that's part and parcel. An extreme of Kavod HaTorah is not just, we'll talk soon about Rabbanim, Rebbeim, this and that. It goes beyond that. Right? There's even an element of Kavod to a Chaver, to somebody in Yeshiva. It's a Gemara here in Bava Metzia. Tamidi Chacham Shem Bavel Nagum Kavod Zem Zeh. That Yeshiva Bachram in Bavel would stand up one to the other. And really, if a person really had down, now, I'm not sure you should start from here. Maybe you should start from the top and work your way down. But really, you know, guys should have respect for guys in yeshiva. A friend in yeshiva. Future Talmidei Chachamim, future Mabitzei Torah, future Chashuv of people, Kachi Hashem. Okay, he's just another guy in yeshiva. Okay, right now he's your peer, another guy in yeshiva. You know, you fast forward 10 years, you know, you'd be a very Chashuv of Yid, big Talmud Chacham. You're right, your friend, your roommate. The guy sleeps on top of you. Okay. The guy you're taking silly pictures of. That guy. He could be a big Talmud Chacham. And, you know, okay, Maybe right now he's not due the full respect. He's obviously going to, you know, garner hopefully later. But there's still an element. Yeshiva, shav respect. Chavrusa, older bacher. Yeah, it's a certain thing. But the way Simchel Zilzal Brody teaches up the onish on Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Everyone's matmiya. Why did Talmid Rabbi Akiva die? Such great people. 24,000 Talmidim. Pretty big amount. All nifter. Why? So Simchel Zilzal has a beautiful pshat. He says part of the reason why there is such a tain on Talmid Rabbi Akiva is you look through Chazals about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself was somebody who was tremendously makbid on Kavod HaTorah. And if that's something that Rabbi Akiva was makbid on, Mestama, it's shown through to his Talmidim. And that's a bigger tefillah on them. If you had a Rebbe who was very good at being machshev and being mechab Torah, and you don't live up to that standard, there's more of a tain on you. So it's not just a general topic. It's a topic which, unfortunately, you know, we suffer from. You know, we go through Sfira, dangerous time of the year. But it's part and parcel. L'nogu kavod zeh l'zeh. There wasn't the proper kavod Torah in the world then, and this time of year, it's a time to mimsaken it. So we understand that kavod Torah is something which is so important, it's critical, it's supposed to be taught, sometimes at the expense of havanas Torah. And kavod Torah is something so important. If a person is lacking it, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva is supposed to be madrega to appreciate, to do it. They don't do it. It's a big time on them, especially since the Rebbe was so makbar on it. So I went through a few different etzas that might help everybody. You know, have a certain respect, Kavod HaTorah, but you know, how do we gain more respect, Kavod HaTorah? So I'll tell you two things which I just saw, which blew my mind. You know, I discussed it being in Eretz Yisrael with some chashav 12th graders, and you probably chuckle when I say the word chashav 12th graders, but you didn't see them in Eretz Yisrael. Lemaisa, I was blown away. I couldn't imagine it. I did tell a story on Shabbos lunch, which I think fits into the category of Kavod HaTorah. But don't repeat that story. But I saw the way they acted when they're around Anashim Chashuvim, and they're around Chaim Kanievsky, they're around Moshe Hillel Hirsch, Yitzhak Yosef. The same guy who you look at as a total clown, you know, doesn't take anything seriously, all of a sudden, it was a different feeling. Maybe they weren't perfect, but a different feeling, a different respect. I was impressed. When you find yourself around Gedolim and you act differently, that's a tremendous Musar, Chinuch HaMusar, Chitzonius Meris HaPnimius action. That look, if you have the chance at any time to see a Gadol, give Shalom Aleichem to a Gadol, to ask a Gadol for a bracha, Divrei Chizuk, something, a question, that's an awesome Musar lesson in getting more Kavod HaTorah. You have the chance to be by an Adam Gadol, and Mimil, you act differently, that reinstates, strengthens a person's respect for Gadolim, for Kavod HaTorah. Now, obviously, it's not the easiest thing always to find yourself within the Dalai Lamas of Gadolim. It happens to be here in Florida. It's not so hard. We do have Gadolim to visit all the time. This person ever has a chance to be part of a minyan, to see a Gadol, to give Shalom Aleichem to a Gadol, it's something a person should run to do. Besides whatever mileage you might get from the bracha, from the connection. But think about this step. It's a means of mechazik, your appreciation of Kavod HaTorah. And it has a hashpah. And similarly, a second step which I saw in Eretz Yisrael, which was amazing, was when we went to Beis HaKvaros, here's Rav Shach's kever, here's a Stipler's kever, here's this, that. That itself gave them more of appreciation. Right? We should be zochet to visit Gedolim when they're alive. But unfortunately, there are a lot of Gedolim that we can no longer visit. But a person has a chance to go to Beis HaKvaros, But I know you're going to tell me, in Eretz Yisrael, that's an in thing to do. In America, it's not. It should be. You know, in America, we may not have, I don't know if there are any Gedolim who's buried here in Florida. That may be so simple. But you know, hopefully a lot of us pass through in New York. New York, there's a basic virus. It's related. It's 15 minutes from Queens, not too far from Brooklyn either. You could find Reb Yaakov, Reb Yaakov, Reb David, Reb Henoch, Reb Pam, Shlomo Hyman, Reb Reuven Gozovsky, Chayla v'Chayla, tons and tons of Gedolim. Mamash right there. You know what it means to a person, his respect of Gedolim, when you go and you sit there by their cavern and you daven? It's a different respect. Cover the Torah. Why am I davening by this cavern? This person has certain schosim, and I want to connect with those schosim to help me out. That's another meaning for respecting Torah. It's another thing which I saw in Eretz Yisrael, which if it could work for the 12th grade, it could work for anybody. Another aspect, Kavod HaTorah, respecting. You know, I go around the dorm, so I don't, you know, I don't mean to say this as a negative in this. You know, we decorate our rooms in many different ways. You know, Dwayne Wade, James Harden.
Alfonso Mourning.
They're really old. Right? Of course, King James. I see lots of things hanging in honor and respect in the dorm. I'm not sure if I've yet to see a picture of Reb Avadji Yosef, Reb Yoshev, Reb Moshe, Reb Yaakov. I don't know. Okay? Maybe I do have to look closer, or maybe you have to have a full-size poster to get my attention, or some mesh jersey. But now, I don't expect after this VOD, this would be, you know, they'd be sending the pictures around of this and that. My point is not for somebody just to go and do this in the VOD in this. But maybe for your room in your house, maybe for somewhere, but to have some appreciation of Gedolim. What's your screensaver? Where's your WhatsApp picture? Is it you by the beach? Or are you shaking hands with an Adam Shmuel Kamenetsky? Where's our priorities in life? What's chashuv by us? Now, don't get me wrong. You know, obviously, you know, you can have a picture when you're by the beach. But what's the thing we look up to? What's the thing that we identify with? Kavod HaTorah. The more a person connects to Torah, to Ruchnias, to Gedolim, who would exemplify all these things, the better. And it has hashpah on us. No, what's our house going to look like? You're going to walk into our house. What are we going to have on display? So lots of people. It's nice. You know, you can have lots of fine art, lots of pictures, you know, lots of fancy things you could decorate your house. It's a nice thing when you walk into the house, you see Gedolim pictures up. You see things. It's who I identify with. Who I aspire to be like. And it's a chash of a thing. The moment you put up a picture of a gadol on your wall, that itself is a huge expression of Kavod HaTorah. And it's something which hopefully has a hashpah on us. We appreciate Torah. And of course, when you have a house, Baruch Hashem, you're all fathers, all have your own house. It's something your kids will look up to. Hey, my parents put up on their walls pictures of the gadol. That means it's chash of. It's a big thing. Another etzah. Now, we'll get a little more closer to here. Now, Kavod HaTorah is not only with, you know, Gedolei Olam, people that are bona fide Gedolim according to the Atet Centerfold. Kavod HaTorah applies to really, you know, many, many Talmidei Chachamim. And Kol Shekein, a person's Rebbeim. And the person has the schus to be a Talmud Rabbi Luban, Talmud Rabbi Naiman, Rabbi Kolter, Rabbi Sharfman, right? Lamaisa, it's a chash of a thing. And I'm not saying to put up their Gedolim pictures. It might be a little too extreme around here. But Rabbi Sharfman definitely would tear it down. It goes around the dorm. Right? Luman never would see it. But Lamaisa, I'll tell you another way. You know, the obvious way is, you know, obviously a certain cover within their presence, you know. People shouldn't talk the same way they talk when they're with their friends. They shouldn't do the same type of things they would do when they're around their friends. A little kavod, presence of a Rebbe, to appreciate that. Now, the Rebbe himself may not be makbel in kavod, and might seem so normal and so easygoing, but there's certain boundaries, certain way you talk, certain topics you talk about, certain mannerisms, things you do. You know, maybe you shouldn't be sprawled out, you know, on a beach chair. You know, hey, Rebbe, how's it going? That shouldn't be, right? You know, not even talking about standing up, of course, but, you know, at least, you know, not to be sprawled out, yeah, in your boxers, you know, sitting back, hey, chewing on gari nim. Like, come on. But I think another step, which is a further thing of Kavod HaTorah, is more important than, you know, in a certain sense, standing up for a Rebbe or acting a certain way, talking in third person, I don't know, whatever these things are. But, you know, a Rebbe gives a share. A Rebbe says a vad, a shmuz, a certain respect. You know, the guy, take notes on it, take it seriously, to write it over, to have a recorder to listen to it. That's a tremendous way of Kavod HaTorah. You're being machshev the Torah that you're being taught. Being machshev the Rebbe who's teaching that Torah. That's an awesome, awesome way of giving respect to Torah. You know, it's a nice thing. You walk around the base matter sometimes, you know, Shire Hagoyin, right? You don't have to buy this edition, you have your own notes. That's a chashuv thing. That is Kavod HaTorah. I have notes and share. I have record share. I write over the shmuzim. Right? Even better, even ask them a question about the shmuz. You know, we might think, okay, it's good enough that I somewhat show up for a shmuz. And then the moment's over, I pack out. Okay. It's a madrega. But a greater madrega is you listen to the shmuz, you anticipate the shmuz, you hawk about the shmooze, you care about the shmooze, something. That's all part and parcel of other aspects of Kavod HaTorah. And though, of course, these things apply to a live person and to, we talk about Havdol, you know, to Kfarim, these words, also applies to Sfarim. You know, these are the way a person treats Sfarim. Even the idea I saw of buying Sfarim. I saw one of the early Achronim say, that itself is a tremendous expression of Kavod HaTorah. The fact that you are interested in learning, you buy the person safer. That's a means of respecting the person, the Kavod HaTorah. You know, or buy the Beis HaKavaros. Luban, I've heard this, didn't say this, but it's something you definitely feel. You buy someone's kever, you think about the fact. You know, Shmuel Rizovsky, I've been working on your pshat in Yiddish, you know, for a couple of weeks. I understand. Like, you learn their Torah, that connects you to them. It gives you a certain awe and respect to them. You come to their kever, you have a shaychus to them. Wow. It's a cool thing. It's a special thing. And these are just simple etzas, which I quickly thought of, but I'm sure there are so many others. Of a means for a person to highly, you know, expand his appreciation for Torah and Talmidei Chachamim. Obviously, when a person's older, he has money, he helps support yeshivas and this and that. Okay, another expression of Kavod HaTorah. You know, Adam Gadol needs a place to stay. Offer them a place to stay. Needs something, of course. That's a means of helping out, right? Visiting people, sure. But Lamaisa, Kavod HaTorah is a real, real major, awesome, big thing. And I'd like to just end with one chazal and one story. There's a Gemara Mori Katan that Rabbi Akiva, unfortunately, besides losing 24,000 Talmidim, it seems in his lifetime he buried two of his own sons. And the Gemara Mori Katan, it's actually expanded upon in Maseches Ketanos and Smachos, talk about the fact that when his two sons died, there was a big Levaya. He was already known as the great Rabbi Akiva, and tons of people came to Levaya. And Rabbi Akiva got up at the Levaya and said over, and this is actually a speech which the Rashiva used to quote over many times, that Rabbi Akiva says, all you people who came to the Levaya, give me nechama. Because I see the tremendous Kavod HaTorah that was brought about through my son's death, that came Kavod HaTorah, whether it's for his sons or he even said a line for me. And that gives me a lot of nechama. And you think about it. The fact that people respect somebody who's Machshav Torah, somebody who the Kavod HaTorah is brought about through somebody, that's a big schus. And that's something that gave nechama to the great Rabbi Akiva. It means Kavod HaTorah is no small thing. I'd just like to end with a story. It's definitely something on my mind. I spoke about it to a few different people, a few different groups. But somebody I know, my good friend's older brother, somebody I knew for years, was suddenly nifter just a couple days ago. His name is Moshe David Katz. He's Rabbi Meir Shafran's Chavrusa for over 20 years. And this person was a person who, despite being involved, having a job, at one point he worked for Goldman Sachs, did quite a lot for them. But he was a tremendous example of Kavod HaTorah. Why? Well, he was machshav very much, people who learn Torah. So much so that any time he had off, he ran to the Beis Medrash to learn. There, for years, this person would leave Wall Street Friday afternoon, come straight to spend yeshiva, to spend Shabbos in yeshiva with just regular bachram sitting and learning Torah. That's what he loved to do. It's a pretty cool thing. Mishnah in Avos says, Kol mechabes haTorah, this week's parak, is gufa mechabed. A person who's mechabed Torah, you know what the ultimate reward is? People respect you. And it's true. Right? A person who was nifter young, suddenly. But it affected a lot of people. Not just because of the sudden thing, but people who appreciated him. You know, as I was in the hallway by cake break, I mentioned to Rabbi Brigida, Moshe David Katz, he says, every Shabbos, every single Shabbos, that picture is embedded in the person's mind. Person has respect for Torah, respect for Tamid Chachamim, Gufa Mechubit. He himself is somebody who people respect, and we should all be Zocha to achieve such a bracha.